Again, welcome. And as we now re-enter in this new stage of our lives, this new stage within the church and home of Thibodeau, it's coming at the time as we are about to enter into summer. You know, only a few short days, it'll be June. And with summer, hopefully, comes also some time on the beach. Usually comes, I think hopefully all of us at some point will want to go out and just sit on a beach and do nothing after, you know, after the past few months. And one thing we learn if we sit on the beach is that it is a constant battle against the sun. For those of us who maybe even have lighter complexions, we know that all too well. I have a friend who, if he even walks outside for more than 5 seconds, he immediately turns red. And so we learn very well the need for sunblock. Sunblock is key to fighting against the sun. But we have to be careful when we apply sunblock that we get every inch of our skin. Because one mistake, one little misspot can result in very, very painful burns if we're not careful. It's if we overlook one spot, maybe, you know, just behind the elbow or something like that, you know, a spot maybe that's hard to reach on our back, if we're not careful, then we'll get burned. And nobody likes the feeling of a good sunburn. It's interesting as we enter into summer that as we enter into the end of the Easter season, we begin to get these readings that focus on the Holy Spirit. It's not surprising, in 2 weeks' time, we'll be celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, that when God sent upon the apostles and the first disciples the gift of the Holy Spirit. But it should tell us something, and we should pay attention to why the church wants to have us dwell on the Holy Spirit for so long. Because sometimes we forget to think about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that person of the Trinity. You know, we know about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. We know what he did for us. We know how he died and rose for us. We know about God the Father because we pray to our Father basically every day and very often throughout the day. We don't always think about or consciously pray to the Holy Spirit. And yet, as we read the scriptures, the Holy Spirit is such a key figure in our life as church, in our life as Christian. As we read in the first reading, we see the importance of receiving the Holy Spirit, especially through the hands of the apostles. And we see the image in the first reading of how the first Christians were baptized and then received that confirmation of the Holy Spirit. We see those sacraments present, baptism, confirmation, and how that established a people in the church. We see in the gospel Jesus promising us the gift of an advocate, of the advocate, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth who will come, the one who will come after Christ has gone before us to the Father. And it shows us so many different things, so many different reasons why the Holy Spirit was given to us, why the third person of the Trinity actually dwells within us. There are many different effects of receiving the Holy Spirit. I can boil them down basically to three things. One, it unites us as church. If we think about the church, especially in the Acts of the Apostles, the thing that united them us underneath all the external actions, the prayers, the breaking of the bread, the teaching, was the fact that they had received the Holy Spirit. That united them as one. And we see that today as Peter and John, the ambassadors of the church universal, go to confirm this small growing community. We see that the Holy Spirit is the one whom, when we receive the Holy Spirit in baptism and confirmation, we are united to Christ in a very particular way. We get kind of put into that union with Jesus Christ because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what the gospel tells us today. It is that gift of the advocate that allows the disciples to not lose sight of Christ. And we know from the Acts of the Apostles, from all of the scriptures, that the Holy Spirit is the one who ignites the fire in our hearts to go out and spread this gospel of Jesus Christ, that unites us in that mission of evangelization. But today I want to particularly take a focus on that second effect, that it unites us more closely to Christ. And I think this is important for us as we reflect on these readings, especially as Jesus Christ calls us to know him, to see him, to love him. In order to know, to see, to love him more fully, we need to be in touch. We need to know the Holy Spirit. We need to be aware of the Holy Spirit's action within our lives, what he does within us through baptism and confirmation, what he does within us when he stirs us to come and worship the Lord, the God, the Father, through Jesus Christ, what the Holy Spirit is doing within us. Because the Holy Spirit was sent to us, was given to us, in order that we can keep our eyes fixed on Christ. See, that is one of the things that the apostles do in the Acts of the Apostles, is when they pray and lay hands on the people, symbolizing that confirmation in the Acts of the Apostles, they also teach them to know this good news to the fullest. It is this confirmation in the Holy Spirit, this confirmation is tied to knowing Christ. It is essential in order to know Christ fully that we are also know and paying attention to the Holy Spirit. That is why the Spirit has been given to us, in order that we can be more fully united to God the Father and God the Son, to the Trinity. That is essential. But it also, because of that, because of the way the Holy Spirit draws us to Christ and to God the Father, it reveals sometimes blind spots in our spiritual life. He, the Holy Spirit, reveals blind spots. Just like that spotty sunblock, which reveals to us by the sun those spots maybe that we missed. In our spiritual lives, as we're going, if we're just trying to grow on our own, by our own merits, and not paying attention to the workings of the Spirit, paying attention to how Christ is calling us to grow, we can miss things. And it's not always sins. Sometimes it's just bad habits that we have picked up along the way, spiritually bad habits that can also eventually lead us into sins. For instance, you can think of general laziness and not wanting to do anything. You know, if it's one thing to find ways to praise the Lord when you have nothing to do. It's another thing just to kind of fall into prayer, or just to do prayer just because I'm supposed to and not have any fire. It's like a spiritual laziness. It's a good start, but if we're not careful, it can lead us away from God. Or such things as maybe an over-attachment, an over-emotional attachment to some conversation or relationship, especially to a relationship, to someone other than maybe our spouse. You know, sometimes we get into those conversations where, with people who maybe we may consider friends, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that kind, the emotional kind. Maybe it's just that we're not having good conversations with our friends that maybe on the surface don't seem sinful, but if we're not careful, can lead us away from God. Or maybe we just use technology too much. You know, in this day and age, we need social media and those things to keep in touch. There's a certain need for it, But we have to be careful that it doesn't consume our lives, that we don't live on our phones, on our computers, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Twitch, on YouTube, on all the different platforms. That is not real life. We have to be careful that we don't use it so much that it becomes our master. One thing that's maybe not on the surface seems sinful, but eventually will lead us away from God. All these kinds of habits are some things that we can sometimes miss unless we are really in tune and learning to pray in and through the Holy Spirit, that advocate that Christ gave us, the Spirit who reveals all things to us, as Jesus Christ tells us in the gospel, the Spirit who lives to give the truth. And praying for the gift of the gifts of the Holy Spirit includes praying for wisdom to know and understand our habits, our actions, our thoughts, our emotions, so that we can avoid those habits that may be bad or even sinful. It is the Spirit that leads us into truth, the Spirit who leads us to Christ. So we need at all times to be kind of helping ourselves to grow aware of what the Spirit is doing in our life by praying, especially. And by not thinking that we've got it all figured out. The Spirit wants to give us truth. And not only that, to give us the courage and the strength to live in Christ, to see those blind spots, and to grow out of them. It's the Spirit that wants to do this and help us to do this. And so let us pray this day that we can deepen our awareness of the Spirit's action within our lives, the Spirit's presence within our hearts, that Spirit stirred up in baptism, that Spirit that has given us access to so many great gifts, like the Eucharist that we will receive today. That is what we pray for this day as we come before God the Father, in Christ, through Christ, and in that Holy Spirit.